Listen up, everybody. Here comes episode number 198.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hi, everybody. It's episode 198 of the Road Trekking RV Podcast. And in this edition, we want to let you know that everybody's welcome here, no matter what kind of an RV you have. A motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this program is for you because on this podcast, we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and of course, using the right gear and technology to enhance our RV lifestyle. So welcome. We're very honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, a fun and helpful podcast episode is in store for you this week as we look at the five top must-visit RV places that you never heard of. Jennifer and I have traveled around the country this summer, and in all of our stops, we have been asking RVers to sort of give us a report on their absolute favorite places. Jennifer would say, hey, when you think about the best places that you've been, what's the first place that comes to mind? And we expected them, you know, to be the standard bucket list destinations like Alaska or Yellowstone or the Maritimes. But instead, we were really amused and fascinated to find that the places people described were much more obscure. Places not in the major RV guidebooks, places unique and very appealing. And you'll hear them all coming up in a few minutes in our Interview of the Week segment. Also this week, lots of RV news that you need to know. A very handy cleanup tip from Jennifer. The best of the on-the-road apps for summer travel in our Traveling Tech segment coming up. And much, much more. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, here it is, the 4th of July holiday 2018, almost here. Man, June has spun right past us, hasn't it?
It sure has. And we just pulled into our driveway for a brief stop at our Stick and Bricks home in Michigan after being on the road pretty much the entire month. In all, we covered 4,384.7 miles, but who's counting, right?
Right.
From the time we left the driveway until last night when we pulled back in. We traveled through 9 states, making our way to Montana and Glacier National Park, where we just finished an awesome road trekking gathering attended by more than 130 people from all across North America.
There's a post on the roadtrekking.com travel blog where we gave a full report and posted up lots of photos from that gathering last week in Montana. And we'll also have a video on it, a complete video, just as soon as I have time to edit it. We came back from this first leg of our travels this summer with 9 videos in the can, the proverbial can. Actually, it's an SD card, but nevertheless, 9 videos ready to be edited. They're all shot. But since it takes about, maybe up to 20 hours sometimes to complete a single video, I have my work cut out for me.
And as we reported last week, we did some great going out and keeping to our 330 rule of driving no more than 330 miles in a single day or stopping by 3:30 p.m. local time so we can still be refreshed and not too tired from the road. And that gives us lots of time to explore and shoot those videos. Coming back, well, let's just say it was hammer time, pedal to the metal, all the way. Though we did stop by 3:30 one time.
Yeah, 3:30 a.m. That was Sunday night or Monday morning, actually. We stopped on the way back in the Wisconsin Dells, and then we did our regular 9 p.m. Sunday night YouTube live report for our lifestyle channel on YouTube. our RV Lifestyle channel there. But then we made the tactical decision that instead of spending the night in the Wisconsin Dells, we really like that area. I think it's our third time there. But we made the decision that because we did not want to drive through Monday morning traffic in Chicago, which even during no rush hour time is pretty horrific, that we would drive through the entire night, whatever it took, and avoid those traffic jams. So that is that's what we did.
But there was still lots of traffic, even at 1 in the morning. We debated about taking the ferry across Lake Michigan. They have ferry service from a couple of different places in Wisconsin, but we couldn't justify spending $400 to save us and get the RV across. So we just drove around and spent what was left of the night in a rest area just inside the Michigan border. And then we made our way to visit our son and his wife and grandkids and then home.
Yep. And now we're back in our Sticks and Bricks house in Michigan. Lots of laundry to do and house and yard chores that we got to catch up on from the past month. But we're only going to be here for a few days because we take off very shortly for our next road trekking gathering. And this one will be to Bryson City, North Carolina, on the edge of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. We will be camped on the Nantahala River there. And that is this stunningly gorgeous, beautiful whitewater river. And we'll have all sorts of activities. There'll be some calm river float tours and calm sections of the river. And then for those who really want to be adventurous, there'll be some raging rapid runs in a raft and some intermediate ones also. So kind of a ride for anybody of all different abilities. There'll be zip line rides from mountain to mountain, all guided. We have guides, of course. And then every afternoon, lots of great socializing at that park. And we're staying at the Smoky Mountain Meadows RV Park there in Bryson City, North Carolina.
And we still have openings.
That's right. We do.
We'll put a link on the show notes for this episode where you can get details and sign up. But it's July 9th through the 13th, and we'd love to see you there. We have an interview with Jan and Kiki, who will be our guides for this event coming up a little later in the podcast.
And you should sign up pretty quick because this will fill up and you want to get this taken care of so you can get on the mailing list and everything. There is a special discount available for those who've never attended one of our gatherings before. So listen up. We'll give all those details a little bit later on. But July 9th through the 13th. So if you can make it, come and join us. We'd love to meet you. And I want to also say that I am really excited about the response that we've had from listeners to this podcast about the extra features that we added starting last week. Because of popular demand, we now have a full and detailed transcript that will accompany our interview of the week. And we talked about this a few episodes back. I didn't think it was possible to get one that was accurate, and we found a great service of human transcribers rather than artificial intelligence and computers, and totally accurate, very fast turnaround, and you know, it costs money, but it's fairly reasonable, and I'm delighted. So we will have a transcript of our interview of the week, which is about those five RV places that you never heard of. That'll be on. And also, I'm now recording the interviews in video as well as audio. So we're putting together a video version of the interview. And then we can put some photographs and images over that as well. So you can see that again this week. All of that's on there, both the full transcript and the video and, of course, the audio at our show notes page. And that'll be on every episode going forward as best we can. So in the case of this episode, to get to that show notes page, you just go to roadtrekking.com/198. Roadtrekking.com/198.
Well, I've got a question. So the human people that are doing this, will they correct our errors? You know, will they make us look good? Can you pay them a little extra money so that if we stumble on a word or our grammar's not quite right, they'll shape us up?
Yeah, I've actually spot checked them a couple of times, and they record pretty much word for word, but it reads well.
I mean, because when computers do it, you know, like messages on your phone and stuff, it's kind of like code.
Yeah, no,
you look at it and you try to figure out, okay, what is this message?
No, this is a great service. I mean, there are a lot of services and software, and I've tried them all over the years, but this one really, these are human folks, compared to non-human folks, but they just really do. This is the second one I've done now, and the turnaround time, I always have resisted this because we don't do our podcast. We don't record it until the day or night before it releases. It releases every Wednesday morning. And so usually Tuesday, that's what it is now. It's mid to late afternoon Tuesday we're recording this. So I got the interview all set and I sent it off to them. And literally in about 2 hours, it came right back. Perfect. Yeah, last week's and this week's. So I kind of go through and I'll put in some links to things that are mentioned in there so people can check them. But, you know, it's a little extra work and it is a cost, but...
I give them permission to make me look good.
Okay. I think so. Episode 198 is this episode. You want to look at all that stuff, go to roadtrekking.com/198.
And I just noticed...
What?
Episode 198, we're almost at 200.
Wow.
And who would have thought we'd be able to do this for 200 weeks in a row? You've never missed a single one, Mike.
Neither have you. Yes. Never. I mean, in 200 weeks, we've been in the hospital. Yeah. We've been, oh my gosh, we've had all sorts of close
all
calls that we said,
drama.
How are we going to do this? Lots of drama, but we have...
Too bad we can't have a party. Figure out a way to celebrate.
Well, how can we do that?
I don't know. I think this is... kind of a big accomplishment. I'm very grateful that we've been able to do this so long.
So you want to have a party at 200? How can we do this?
I don't know.
Do a virtual party? Maybe somebody will come up with an idea. Send us an idea.
You need an idea.
We only got 2 weeks to figure it out, folks, but we'll do it. That'd be really fun. How do we celebrate 200 weeks of this thing and get everybody else involved? All right. I think that's a great idea.
I'm having great sympathy for some of those people walk up to me and say, we have listened to every podcast you produced while we were driving here.
I guess we break the monotony of the drive for them. Hey, besides all this stuff, besides 200 episodes and social media and our blog, when you stop and look back at where this has all gone, we have added a free weekly email newsletter that we now send out to about 24,000 people and growing every week. And of course, our YouTube RV lifestyle channel has kicked into high gear, and that now has 2 or 3 new videos released every week. Hey, I did a tally, Jennifer, of how many people we reach on all these different platforms every week. Mm-hmm. And would you believe we are a community now of over 550,000 people?
Wow.
Over 500,000 people weekly we're reaching. Who would have thought that this would take off like that? I mean, that is a lot of people.
We better behave ourselves when we're out in public.
That's it. All right, enough about us. Here's the RV news of the week that you need to know about.
Okay, first story. As record numbers of people visit the national parks, apparently the number needing to be rescued is also climbing. Nearly 3,000 people needed to be rescued last year from national parks, with search and rescue costing the park system more than $3 million in 2017 alone. About 10% of the search and rescuers, that people that needed help, were in the Grand Canyon, and 8% at Yosemite. Utah saw a jump of 68% between 2014 and 2017, but the problem exists throughout the country. The story got me thinking of a podcast interview we did a year ago with a hiking safety expert. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at roadtrekking.com/198. It is full of valuable steps on how to stay safe on the trails.
Second story, this is kind of cool. If you're looking to stay at a Colorado State campground this summer, better check to see if it is a reservation-only campground. More and more campgrounds are going that way. Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced last week that it is launching a pilot program at 6 campgrounds starting July 1st. That require reservations to be able to stay there. In other words, no more just popping in and taking whatever's available. that you used to be in Colorado that you had to make your reservations at least 3 days in advance. But if you try to stay without a reservation, you could be fined $50, they say. You know, to read more, go to the show notes. But you don't have to make them 3 days in advance, but you do need a reservation. And I think we're going to see more states try that. But Colorado now, a pilot reservation program at 6 of their campgrounds. You can get the all the different campgrounds in the link on the show notes.
And we've got a sad story out of Ohio where police reported a grandmother and 2-year-old granddaughter died in a tragic accident last week after a tree fell on their camper while they were sleeping. Apparently, a grandfather and grandmother had taken their grandchildren, twins, 2 years old, camping outside Cincinnati when in the middle of the night, a 70 to 90 foot tree fell on them. The family was stuck in the camper until rescuers arrived. The grandfather and the other twin survived.
In Vermont, we got another story. They're kind of copying some other states. First, it was New York State, and now it's Vermont, as Vermont State Parks announced last week a new program to provide free camping to families who have never camped before. In an effort to get more people in the campgrounds, those interested have to enter their names in a drawing, and then the winners will get use of a free campsite. They'll get free firewood, a tent, a camp stove, a lantern, sleeping pads to use. Guides will be available to help those chosen families all weekend with the goal of spreading the love of camping. They're doing that in New York, and now they're going to do it in Vermont, and we'll put details on that program on the show notes for this episode as well.
Our friends at the RV Daily News published a special report on the RV technician shortage. We've been talking a lot about that for the past year as it becomes a major issue for the industry. With about 8.9 million households RV owners and only about 13,520 RV repair technicians to service them, the report noted there is about one technician for every 658 RVs. I'll put a link to their special report in the show notes at roadtrekking.com/198.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Campers Inn, the RVer's trusted resource for over 50 years. And Campers Inn is the nation's largest family-operated RV dealership with 19 locations and still growing. New locations have opened in Ocala, Florida over the past year, also Ackworth, Georgia, and Thornburg, Virginia. And all of the Campers Inn, all 19 locations, are known far and wide because they are home of the integrity pricing guarantee. And what that means is that you're not going to get surprised by hidden upcharges and fees when you go to close a deal. Now, you know, some RV dealers will give you these really low prices. You think you're all set. Then you go to pick it up and you find all these other things like freight, orientation, detailing, document preparation, all that stuff. And that comes added on here and there, and you say, what happened? Well, that's not going to happen to you at Campers Inn. All of that stuff will be laid out for you at the time you're reaching a deal. You will get the exact price that you're going to pay. You're not going to be surprised. That's important. It really is. And they sell just great products, motor homes and travel trailers from leading manufacturers, top brands like Tiffin Motor Homes, Grand Design, Coachman, Thor, Forest River, and they have Campers Inn exclusives like the Gulfstream Friendship and the Cruiser Embrace. Award-winning sales and service, hundreds of RVs at the best price, all at Campers Inn. Tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
Now, we've been on the road for the past several weeks, and one thing that's starting to get a little dirty are the screens, like on the windows and the ceiling fan, screen doors. Everything gets a little dirty after you've been out there a while. And mostly, there are seeds, those fuzzy kind, that seem to be everywhere in certain parts of the country, but also some are small bugs. Taking out the screens to clean them is too much work when I'm traveling and having fun, but still, I do like to look out clean screens. I don't want dirty screens. I'm trying to see my world through dirty screens. So that is why I was so excited to get a tip from a listener named Connie, who emailed me this week. Connie's solution for the dirty screens, a lint roller. One of those round, giant tape rollers on a stick that can be rolled over clothes to get the lint off. Now, Connie's email was short and sweet. She wrote, "Dear Mike and Jennifer, thank you so much for all that you do. We enjoy your webpage and podcast very much. I have a tip for Jennifer. If your screens get dirty when you're out on a trip, try using a lint roller. They also come in handy getting dog hair off the cushions. Hope that helps somebody. Connie is from Kentucky." Well, thank you, Connie, for taking the time to send me an email to share this tip with other RVers. That is what this section of the podcast is all about, sharing little things we pick up to make the RV lifestyle all that much more enjoyable. I usually have a lint roller already with me to help control Beau's hair, but I had never thought of using one on the screens. I tried it after Connie's tip, and it worked great. Thank you again. Lint rollers can be purchased just about anywhere for as little as $2, $3. I'll include some links in the show notes at roadtrekking.com/198. And be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's tip of the week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium bikes, now with free shipping and a special discount for listeners of this podcast. Jennifer and I are really thrilled to have two Rad Power Bikes. We got them earlier this year, and we've been given sample lessons and letting people ride them and test them out, and everybody raves about how fun these are. The ones we have is the city bike model, but Rad Power Bikes makes a number of different models. All of them have the same 750 watts of power, which is the most powerful motor an e-bike can have, while maintaining a street legal status, which means you don't need to have a license. You can ride it anywhere. You can ride a bicycle. All of their models can reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. All their models give riders the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, or you can utilize five different levels of pedal assist for an added boost, or you can combine the two. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. Just so much fun. We've got a video, and I'll put that. You can find it in the show notes under this section at roadtrekking.com/198. And you can see our Rad Power Bikes in action, and you can click that video and watch that. But we've had a ball. We've met many people, even here at our recent one in Glacier in Montana last week. There were a couple of different RVers that came up to it and said they have ordered and have the Rad Power Bikes and how much they like them. And they are a lot of fun. You need to check them out. These are gorgeous bikes. And because it's a direct-to-consumer dealer, you'll find Rad Power e-bikes are available for about half that of comparable bikes on the market. Go to radpowerbikes.com, and when you buy, make sure before you click the final button, you use the promo code Road Trekking at checkout, and you will get an additional $75 off, plus you'll get free shipping. Radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Hi, Mike. My name is Paul, and I'm just taking a shot at this. I am wondering, I was on a flight recently, on a Delta flight from LA to Chicago, and I hadn't notified my daughter what time my flight was going to be in. And a flight attendant showed me an app that she could use from her telephone. It was from her phone, and it had to be an app. If somebody else had to use the app, or had to have the app on their phone also. But she could send a message. So she sent a message to her husband, and we gave him the contact information for my daughter, and he forwarded the message on to my daughter. But I can't remember the name of the app. It's So I don't know if you know it. It was like a short word that I remembered, but then I forgot it after a week, and I forgot to write it down. Anyway, again, it's an app that allows you. She said she thought it uses satellite or something like that, but it was free. And again, you have to have the app on your phone in order for it to work. But it did work from her phone, and it was not using Wi-Fi, and it was not using data. It just went, and she did it from the plane to her husband, who was at her home in Chicago, and we were somewhere over the Rockies. Hopefully, that gives you enough information. Thanks.
Okay, couple of red flags went up because it wasn't satellite. I can tell you that there are satellite apps, by the way, that use a really cool service to be able to send apps like that. But that wasn't one of them. Not if it was free, because satellite messaging costs, and it costs quite a bunch of money. So that wasn't it. They're very costly. The only free apps that can send long distance messages, all of them need Wi-Fi or cellular or some sort of internet connection. And on a cross country flight like that you were on with Delta, there was that internet connection. So I am sure that the flight attendant was using the internet connection. Now, there are some that don't need any connection at all. They work with Bluetooth, but that would only allow you to reach somebody at the end of the plane because they only work about 200 feet around using Bluetooth. But for longer distances like that, you got to have either the internet, either, you know, a 4G, 3G or connection or Wi-Fi or whatever it is. That will let you message and call your friends. You can do short message services. I've got two apps that I would recommend. You said it was a short name, so there are probably a half dozen apps out there that do that. But the two most popular and the better ones, the first one is called WhatsApp, WhatsApp, and that might have been it, short and simple. Or even more simple, the app Signal, Signal, and I'll put links to them in the show notes under the listener questions of the week, and you can check them out yourself. Both of those are free. Both of those do a really good job of it. And yes, the other person has to have that same app on their phone, and it can be an Android phone or an iPhone, and it will work with that. The edge, if I was picking just one, would probably be Signal, because Signal uses very advanced end-to-end encryption protocol, and that provides privacy for every message that you send every time. I don't think anybody's going to be intercepting your WhatsApp signal, but I think WhatsApp was just bought by Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. But check those two apps out, WhatsApp or Signal, and I hope that works for you. All right, next question.
Hey, Mike. My name is Sheila Talent, and we live in Asheville, North Carolina. And I can see from your website that the RVers are going to be at the Nantahala in July. I know that we probably can only come like one day. Would we be welcome for just one day? Because we'd like to meet other road trekkers, and we'd like to get a source for parts for our RV. It's a 1994 190, and it needs a few parts, one being the sideboard, you know, the stepping board that goes into it. It's been damaged. We bought it used a year and a half ago. But if you could let me know if we'd be welcome for a day and or whatever, we would appreciate it.
Okay. Let's talk first of all about being welcome. Yes, you're more than welcome. We would love to meet you.
We always love to meet the people that talk to us and listen to us on the internet.
But here's the problem. There's probably going to be nobody around during the day, Sheila, because it's an active place. We're out there on the river and doing exploration, and I don't think you're going to find anybody. Or if you do, they'd be on their way from event to event and probably wouldn't have a lot of time to talk to you. But, you know, because we're there to go play. That's what we're doing.
So what do you have to do? Call the factory to get a part?
Yeah. And Sheila, the best time to meet anybody would be at night, you know, after dinner when everybody's socializing. There's a couple of dinners, but those are all, people have paid for those. So, and you can't just buy a ticket or anything for them, but you're more than welcome to come by as socializing. Now, as to your question about parts, you have a 24-year-old RV. Those parts are extremely hard to come by. And I don't think anybody at the gathering is going to be, first of all, I don't think very few people would be in an RV that old at our gathering, but there might be somebody. We've had them that old, but I doubt it. The other thing is they're hard to get those parts. I think you said it was a step board, and I don't know what they were using 24 years ago, but I can guarantee that they're using new step boards with better motors and technology. But, you know, it's worth a call to Road Trek. Just call 1-888-ROAD-TREK. That's the maker of your RV, your 190, and ask them. You may have to call junkyards and places like that around the country and have them do a search. You know, all those guys are on a computer, and maybe there's a junked 1994 Road Trek 190 around there someplace. I think that's what she said. Did she say what?
1994.
Yeah, so it's 24 years old. You're going to have a heck of a time finding parts for that. You might also stop by a body shop near your town and show it to the guys who run that thing, and ask them if they can fabricate something for you, or if they have any solutions. But 24 years is pretty tough to find a part on something. You know, these aren't like cars where they make hundreds of thousands. So in the case of your case, they were, you know, it's probably in the low hundreds that were made that year. So that was a long time ago.
I think your advice was good.
Okay, I hope so. I'll tell you what, there are spaces. You talked, by the way, about our gathering at Nat Hallen. We mentioned this earlier. We got even more coming up, but we'll put a link on where you can find information about that, where we're meeting and all that, July 9th through the 13th. It's in Bryson City, North Carolina. So it's not too far from you.
I think they only had one day they were free.
Yeah. Well, come by and see if it will work out. And
but call.
But call on your part. Your part is going to be the hardest thing to find. Would love to see if you get over there. Your best chance of meeting all of us and catching up with us will be after dinner on any of those nights, July 9th through the 13th. All right, Questions of the Week is sponsored every week by Steinbring Motor Coach in Garfield, Minnesota, Road Trek's newest dealer, a third-generation family business. And Garfield is in the beautiful Chain of Lakes region in Minnesota, a couple hours west of the Twin Cities. And Steinbring Motor Coach is built on quality motorhomes. Quality motorhomes, excellent pricing, and excellent service. The family has been in the transportation industry since 1917, and they've been selling RVs almost since there were RVs. Their sales staff brings you decades of experience, and as they celebrate 101 years in business this year, they're delighted to welcome anybody in. I said today they're built on quality motorhomes, and that's the truth. They have been specializing as a Newmar Class A motorhome dealer for a number of years now, one of Newmar's top dealerships. And now, recently, they have added Class B motorhomes, and they've added the Road Trek brand along with some others. They have a huge inventory, a beautiful indoor showroom. It's worth a trip there if you're shopping for an RV. That Chain of Lakes region in Minnesota, we just drove partially through that area. It's gorgeous. Lots of lakes, lots of camping. So make a couple of days out of it and go browse the inventory. Either Class A Newmar, Class B Road Treks, or many of the other brands that they have. They've got a lot of previously owned motorhomes for sale, from Road Trek, Winnebago, Itasca, Tiffin, Fleetwood, Holiday Rambler, Monaco, many more. They've got them all. Diesel pushers, gas, toy haulers, and a great family, a great place to do business with quality motorhomes, quality people, and excellent pricing. Steinbring Motor Coach, please, please tell them that you heard about them on the Road Trekking RV Podcast.
You're listening to the RV Podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos and photos on the RVPodcast.com travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. Just click the send voicemail button on RV Podcast.
All right. I'm excited about this interview. This has been something. This was Jennifer's idea. She said she's always talking to everybody and asking, where's your favorite place? What's the most interesting thing you've seen? And she's been after me for some time. So she said, when I ask that question, get out the recorder or the video camera and record it. And so I started doing that this summer. And the first group of interviewees that we did had some really interesting places. We thought, you know, when she thought that, I thought about, oh, Yellowstone, Yosemite, places like that, you know. But these places are much more obscure. And they're places, as folks describe their favorite places, that made me want to get there and go. So we have the interview coming up. I want you to know I'm recording these interviews in video, so you can actually see a video version of this interview. And you can also look at images and photos that were taken at these different spots that everybody is recommending. That will be on our YouTube channel, and it'll all be linked in our show notes at road. Just go to roadtrekking.com/198. But you'll also find in our show notes, besides a link to that video, you'll find a complete transcript now of this interview. And I will have, by the time I transcribe this and get this ready to get posted here, I will have links of all of the destinations that the folks are sharing and suggesting in the show notes. And again, the show notes are roadtrekking.com/198. So video, transcript, audio, let's get started and ask people, what are your favorite places that you've been? What's the number one favorite place that you visited? Our first guest, John and Jennifer Mills, they're from Kentucky, and let's go to their interview. So what is your favorite place that you've been to and camped in so far?
One of the favorite places, especially if you like beach camping, we camped with, when our children were younger, we had a little pop-up camper. We camped on Ocracoke Island in the Outer Banks. You take a ferry to Hatteras, or from Hatteras to Ocracoke. It's the only way you can get there is by ferry. Most of the island is National Seashore, just beautiful, and then a little village there. Beautiful place.
What did you like most about it?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
The solitude,
it,
I think.
Yeah,
it was very quiet.
It was quiet. You're just camping. You walk over the dune. You're right on the ocean. And then you can, it's about a mile to town, and there's coffee shops, little
bookstore,
restaurants, just hometown feeling. There's a lot of history involved, and it's just a really relaxing place to be.
Supposedly, it's one of the places where Blackbeard would hide out.
Uh-huh. So. And what do you guys camp in now?
We've got a little 16-foot Airstream Bambi. We've had it for about 3 years now. We love it. We love the national parks. We love the national park campgrounds, the quiet, the nice people we meet.
Hi, my name is Jim Blair, and I travel in a 2016 Road Trek 210. And one of our most favorite spots that we discovered by accident is in southern New Mexico, about 15 miles north of Interstate 10 over by Deming. It's actually a New Mexico state park called City of Rocks, which is an interesting name which caught our attention. And as you drive off Interstate 10 and go north towards City of Rocks, all of a sudden you come over a rise and there are these boulders the size of houses. And it's a massive set of boulders. And there are campsites in amongst the boulders where you get to boondock. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, so at night the stars come out, they're awesome, you get to see the Milky Way, and you're parked in this spot that is just absolutely magical. There are some great hikes out of there up to a Table Mountain. It's about a 3-hour hike. There is some places to bike ride. If you can take a mountain bike and go mountain biking around here. It is the south of New Mexico, so it's New Mexico kind of desert, but out of nowhere are these massive rocks, and there must be maybe 100 of these massive rocks, and they've built roads in between them and camping spots and picnic tables, and it's in the middle of nowhere, and it is absolutely stunningly beautiful and peaceful and quiet. Most of it is boondocking. They do have a few electrical sites set off on the side that are more have facilities. There's a great visitor center down there, and we just go down there whenever we get a chance to get away because it is absolutely beautiful.
My name's Gary, this is Carol, and we've got a Sprinter conversion made by Gulfstream, who no longer does that. And one of the unique places we traveled in our rig was from Carson City, Nevada, across Highway 50 to the east, and it's called the loneliest highway in America. and it's unique, and we enjoyed it.
How is it unique?
Well, it's a little small mining towns that you go through on a two-lane highway, not a major, you know, mega highway. And they have a passport system. You pick it up either with if you're going east or west, and then each little mining town you go through stamps your passport, and then they give you a certificate of completion. It was fun.
The loneliest highway in America because it's
goes through untraveled.
It's not very well traveled. It's there were some hot springs along there, and some, you know, there was. We didn't have to worry about a crowd anywhere.
Right, hot springs, state park camping, forest. What was it? National forest through there. So it was.
Oh yeah, we went through the Great Basin National Forest, which was
national park there.
National park there. It was.
How long should somebody allot to do that drive and to explore that area?
You know, we were traveling from Carson City back to Colorado, and so we usually only go. 3 or 4 hours a day.
Right, so I'd say 3 or 4 days. Yeah. Take your time, enjoy each little community that you go through.
The loneliest highway in America.
Yes, it is.
Highway 50 in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dinah Davis from Sisters, Oregon. We did a wonderful trip where we stopped at hot springs every night for 5 nights running. We stopped first in Southeast Oregon at Summer Lake Hot Springs. This is about, I'm going to say, an hour and a half southeast of Bend, Oregon. Next, we stopped at Surprise Valley Hot Springs, which is not an RV park. It is a motel, but each motel room has its own spring-fed hot tub, which is a really nice break. Then we found ourselves at Sierra Hot Springs, near the town of Sierra in North California. And we worked our way further on down the Sierras on the eastern side, staying at Grover's Hot Springs, which is a state park, and a beautiful big campground, very inexpensive, and a big bathhouse with a huge heated swimming pool, and then the warmer hot springs available. Our next and final stop at the hot springs was at Keo Hot Springs, which was a commercial place, but they have a lovely campground and a very nostalgic bathhouse. I think it was probably built in the 30s. So you can be out of the wind and enjoying not only their very hot pool, but again, another full-size swimming pool. So this is a great way to enjoy the amazing scenery along 395, US 395, and have a fabulous, relaxing hot spring every night on the trip.
I'm Debbie Cook.
I'm John Fisher.
And we're from Huntington Beach, California. We are driving a 2018 Pleasure Way Ascent that we love. One of our favorite places to camp has turned out to be a place that's locally called The Pads. It's right outside of Death Valley when you're coming in from the Pahrump side of Death Valley. And it's just before you get to the park. If you look off to the left, there are these flat concrete pads that used to be the concrete slabs for mobile homes that the miners used, one of the local mining companies there. And it's perfectly flat. You just drive right up on top of the pads, no leveling, no nothing, but it's quiet, it's peaceful, it's gorgeous.
It's
obviously
dark.
It's very hot in the summer, and it's it can be very dark. It's a great place to see dark sky.
It's really quiet, it's really dark. At night when you want to sleep, and we go to bed early, it's glorious, very much so.
And we love Death Valley, and just being so close to Death Valley, not having to stay in the campgrounds there that can be crowded.
Everybody runs their generator till midnight.
Right, so it's just a great spot. And you might find a few people camped out there, but everybody spaces out, and there's probably, I think we counted like 50 pads, so you have a lot of space.
What was it originally for?
It was, so they had
Ryan, wasn't it?
No, they had, there's still mining going on in Death Valley. And at one point, they had mobile homes where the miners were housed. And and when they moved the mobile homes, then the pads were left. And actually, we explored a little bit around there. And if you walk down a few 100 yards or so, you'll see the old septic system, and there's an old warehouse and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they had dumped some of the mattresses and things like that.
And do they charge you to say that?
No, it's free. It's totally free.
You Google the pads, and you'll see it in an aerial shot from the map, and just lays itself out, and you're going.
And it's the eastern approach to Death Valley, coming in from Las Vegas through Pahrump, and it's on that road.
I just have to go to Pahrump just to say I was in Pahrump.
All right. So that was pretty cool. And on the video version of this, not only can you see the folks who are talking, but we have images. We have photos of all of the places, from the hot springs to the pads to the loneliest road. So you can actually see on the video that we'll link in our show notes for this, along with that full transcript that everybody wanted us to start making available. So that's all there. And we thank those five guys. We're going to ask that question a lot as we travel, and we'll do another one on favorite places as we continue making our videos when we do our traveling. The interview of the week is brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com. In Gainesville, Florida, where every new or used Road Trek motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the country. I think they'll do that probably with all of their different motorhomes that they sell, that they'll deliver it to you. That's a pretty good deal. Sunshine State RVs is where you will find the largest selection of used Class B RVs anywhere in North America. We've been there a couple of times now. We've strolled their lots. We've looked at the inventory. And I tell you, if you are looking for a used Class B RV, you either need to go down there to sunny Gainesville, Florida, or check them out at SunshineStateRVs.com. Look at their inventory online. They have everything from very old Class Bs to recently turned in Class Bs and, late model Class Bs. They carry all of the popular brands, Road Trek, Pleasure Way, Winnebago, Leisure Travel, and more. They also sell brand new Class B RVs from Roadway, from Coachmen, and from other brands as well. You will not find a wider selection of Class Bs anywhere else. This is the group I recommend, Sunshine State RVs. Why? Well, besides that big selection, every RV they sell goes through this very thorough 172-point inspection in which they make sure that all of the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition. Every RV that Sunshine State RVs sells is road tested. They make sure it runs and drives the way it should. They go over the interior components, the outside, every component turned on, tested to make sure it works. All of the RVs thoroughly cleaned and detailed, and they'll deliver it to you, to your driveway, anywhere in the country. You give them a call, SunshineStateRVs.com. That is their website. It is all available right there. You can look at their selection, then give them a call and talk to Nick. Make yourself the best deal you can, and you will be happy. Make sure you tell Nick and whoever you talk to at Sunshine State RVs that you heard about them on, you ready? You know that where he is, on the Road Trekking RV Podcast.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV tech tip of the week.
All right, traveling can get kind of boring, especially if you got youngsters, kids, grandkids with you, or maybe even you get a little bored as you're making all those travels across country. Now, I want you to listen to the podcast, but if you're all caught up, you're looking for stuff to do, that's where apps come in, and that's where our traveling tech report for this week from Steve Van Dinter of Verizon leads us to some pretty cool road trip apps.
Hi there, Mike. Well, back when I was a kid, my parents would load us up in the car and have us stare out the window on summer road trips for entertainment. But when the terrain was smooth and flat and without trees, inevitably my sister and I would start to pick at each other and small fights would break out. Well, fortunately, today there are a plethora of ways to keep the family entertained and in harmony while traveling. First up, a classic, Road Trip Bingo. Once loaded up on your iPad, you simply turn it into landscape mode to display two game boards side by side. Now just look for the items on your game board and click them to turn them red. First one to get to 5 in a row yells bingo and wins. Well, sometimes the open road is the best time for creativity to strike. And that's why I recommend you load up the family smartphone or tablet with Sketchbook by Autodesk. This fully featured app allows you or your kids to doodle away anytime using just their thoughts and a finger. Well, maybe someone in your family is destined for YouTube stardom. See how they stack up against their favorite stars by singing karaoke in the Smule app. Sing side by side with your favorite artist or challenge a friend. You can also add fun filters and even enhance your audio with special effects. And lastly, when you get to your destination, a great game to play with the whole family is Heads Up, created by Ellen DeGeneres. You'll split off into teams and one person holds the phone at their forehead to display a word. Their teammate has to give them clues to guess the word before time runs out. In addition to the adult version, there's a kid-only version as well. With this week's traveling technology tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And these are all kind of fun games you can play in the RV at night or around the campfire. I'll put links to all of those that Steve mentioned in the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/198. And of course, this part of the podcast, Travel and Tech Every Week, brought to you by Verizon, which operates America's most reliable wireless network. And they are the official wireless provider for the RV podcast as we are out on the road. Listen, let me tell you about last week. We were up there right on the edge of Glacier National Park. And if you've been there, you know how remote that country is. And it's very difficult to get a reliable internet connection or a cell connection. Well, I was in the campground just a couple miles from the Many Glaciers entrance. And of course, I have Verizon. I use the MiFi data card, and I have a little cell phone booster, which I didn't even need. And I had solid 4G coverage all the time we were there. I was able to upload the podcast last week. I was able to upload all of our videos last week. I was able to handle all my email and just work from the RV in the most beautiful setting you can imagine with a solid signal, thanks to Verizon. Now, I mentioned this because all around me were other RVers who have other providers. They were with AT&T, or they were with Sprint or T-Mobile, and they could not get through. They had no internet connection, no cell connection. And you want to talk about people getting crazy after a few days with no connectivity. I let him borrow mine. Our friend Camp Skunk, who has sort of a satellite system, he let him use his. He's also a Verizon customer. I know that as well. But Verizon was the only one that could get through. And it's like that, I have found, in almost all of our travels across the country. When it's really difficult to get through, there's only one network that seems, at least in my experience, over 6 years of traveling in our RV, only one network consistently gets through when the others can't. And that is Verizon. Can your network say that? If not, you are on the wrong network. So get unstuck. Head over to Verizon, and I think you'll be very happy, like we are, because you will be able to get through.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
All right, in our Off the Beaten Path report this week, we are going to take a special look at where we're headed in just a couple of days. July 9th through the 13th is our upcoming road trek whitewater adventure to the Nantahala River in North Carolina. This is open to anybody, whatever kind of RV you have. When we say road trekking, we're talking about a state of mind, a lifestyle, not necessarily a brand. So at all of our gatherings, Class A, Class B, Class C, even tenters are welcome. Just come and enjoy it. It's the lifestyle. We're going to be at the Nantahala River from July 9th through the 13th. You are invited. There are still some extra room available. And if you have never attended one of our gatherings before, there's a special discount. If you use the code WELCOME, just lowercase WELCOME, you will get a very special discount if you want to attend that gathering. You got to do it quick, though, because we're getting right down the wire. Now, it's a gorgeous area. It's right on the edge of the Smoky Mountains, and there's so much to see and do there. I thought it'd be kind of fun to get our exploring guides for this gathering to come on the program, to share a little bit about what's like, what's going to be happening there. And even if you can't make our gathering, this is a destination that you may want to put on your bucket list. It is off the beaten path, and to help us understand what it's going to be like when we get there in a couple of weeks, here's our friends, our exploring guides for this gathering, Jan Seiner and Kiki Dunnigan. So Nantahala, am I pronouncing that right? Is it Nantahala?
I pronounce it Nantahala.
Nantahala.
Nantahala. It's in North Carolina,
Bryson City. We're at the Smoky Mountains Campground Resort.
Smoky Mountains Meadows Camp.
So what are we going to do there this week?
So Nantahala is an incredible area. There's mountain biking. There's equestrian sports. It's really famous for the Nantahala National Forest, where there's all kinds of awesome things. We are there for whitewater rafting and zip lining.
No.
Mountaintop to mountaintop. We start at the top of one mountain and we zip all the way over to another one.
Now, is this for people who are really in great shape, or who is this for? Who's out, RVers can go to this?
So Nantahala Outdoor Center is absolutely awesome in putting events together for people of all abilities and ages. They have whitewater rafting for people who have never been in a raft and they have no idea what they're doing, all the way on up to class 5 rapids. So if you're an experienced whitewater rafter, we can get your heart rate going. If you've never been in a raft and you're looking for a fairly easy float that's got a little bit of excitement and we'll really show you what it's all about, we've got that too.
And we've got openings for people.
And we do. We do have, we have several openings left. It's been getting more interest in filling up, but we have some openings, and if people are interested, they should check it out. The zip lining, we also have two different options for that.
So you don't have to be in great shape, or just as long as you can move around, you're going to find something to do here.
Oh, absolutely.
Plus, hanging out with all of us cool RVers, right?
Yeah.
Newcomers, special price on them, I understand.
Yes, if you've never been to one of these events, there's a special code that gets you a discount. That code is WELCOME, and so you can put that into the Eventbrite page, and you will see your discount.
Well, I'll put a link to the page. It will be all with the show notes and in the description below this video. And I hope we see him there. We'll be there soon. Starts July 9th.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Again, July 9th through the 13th, we would love to see you there. Off the Beaten Path is brought to you by AllStays, the single best app for RVers who are looking for places to camp, boondock, stay free overnight. The service I want to tell you about is AllStays Pro. Many of you have downloaded their free apps, and they are awesome. They're the best you can possibly get. But I am a really big fan of AllStays Pro, and you can go to roadtrekking.com/AllStays, and you'll be able to get more information about it. But AllStays Pro is so neat. It's kind of, I use it on my laptop and on our tablets. I like the big size that you get from, you know, those maps. When you look at a map, and I like to see it on a tablet or a computer rather than my little cell phone, it lists everything that you want. And the neat thing about it is all the data is stored inside the app. So even if you don't have cell phone service, if you're going in and out, you still got it. You still have all the information. There are text directions inside the app, so you can always find out where it is, even if you don't have cell phone signals. It lists camping spots of every kind, from private resorts, county parks, roadside pull-offs in the forest, boondocking places. I really like the fact that with AllStays Pro, you can filter by camping type or by club if you are a member of one of those clubs and get, you know, your discounts. It has over 30 different things you can search by. For example, if you're looking for a laundry and full hookups, it will find only places that offer that. If you're looking for just a truck stop with maybe a Subway so you can get some food, it'll filter that and you can find just that that's nearby. Thousands of places like Walmarts and Cracker Barrels and details like what side of the building the parking spots are on. It's all there, all there. You can read actual RVer reviews. It gives you truck stops, rest stops, dump stations, I mean, everything, supplies, RV services. If there's bridges or steep road grades you need to know about, AllStays Pro has it. It is the advanced version of the free app. It is perfect for those who prefer computers and their bigger screens. It works in your web browser with full screen maps. Listen, just go look it over yourself. It costs, I think it's $32 for a year, and well worth it. It's what I use. And I got a link to it in the show notes for this episode, or just go to, you can remember this, it's roadtrekking.com/AllStays. Again, roadtrekking.com/AllStays.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, three of them on tap for the soon-to-be month of July, which is almost here. The first one you just heard Jan and Kiki talking about, the road trekking Nantahala River Wild Water Adventure at the Smoky Mountains Meadows Campground in Bryson City, North Carolina. That's July 9th through the 13th. Next up, out west, we just came through there, Gillette, Wyoming. It is July 18th through the 21st. It is the FMCA International Convention and RV Expo held at the beautiful Camplex multi-event facilities there in Gillette, Wyoming. The FMCA International Convention, again, that's July 18th through the 21st. And then July 20th through the 22nd is the Green County RV Show in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's being held at the River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. Now, if you want to check all of these out, no problem. Just go to the show notes for this episode. Scroll all the way down to the RV calendar events, and you'll find links to all of those adventures that you can join into in the month of July. All right, the RV calendar events. Find something near you and go out and do it.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there, somewhere off the beaten path.
All right, so ends another episode of the RV Podcast. Remember, if you would like to have your voice heard and be a part of the podcast, please, please, I love getting these. Record us a voicemail message. Just click the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Tuned In or whatever your favorite podcast app is. New episodes are released every Wednesday morning. Join our mailing list. We talked about that earlier. Have you gotten on our newsletter? We send out a special free newsletter to subscribers every Monday. And don't forget our YouTube channel, our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. It's loaded with helpful videos. We also go live on YouTube every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So join us for one of those live video broadcasts where you can ask us anything on YouTube. Search YouTube for the RV Lifestyle channel. And to sign up for the newsletter, just go to the roadtrekking.com travel blog and scroll down on the right and you'll see a little place there to do that. Hey, till next time, on behalf of my wife Jennifer and our dog Bo, I'm Mike Wendland. Road trekking across North America. Happy trails, everyone!